Okay, it looks like we're recording. I'm recording this directly into my old iPhone because I've been calling the phoning it in number that I call to usually post these, and it's busy, which is weird. I don't know who's calling it. That seems like a problem. No, at first I was worried about that, but I think really what's happening, unfortunately, is I think the giant crazy storm named Sandy, I'm kind of guessing that perhaps the number that I call exists somewhere over on the East Coast and it is underwater. So it's not working. I will try to post this. This isn't how I do any of the other ones. This is, I guess, sort of also a test. To see, maybe this is better. This will probably be the best sounding of the podcasts. Maybe. I'm using the shitty iPhone headphone set thing, so maybe not. Maybe this sounds terrible. Anyway, that's not why I called. First of all, I hope that server is not underwater, and I hope everyone is safe on the East Coast. And then, secondly, I'm calling because it is Halloween Eve, or I suppose All Hallows Eve, the Eve of All Hallows Eve, some sort of day before Halloween situation is happening now. So I am driving home triumphantly with a pair of Incredible Hulk Smashy Fists. I think they have a real name. What do they say? Gamma Green Smash Fists for the Hulk. I'm going to be the Hulk for Halloween, if that wasn't, is that an important part of the story? I think that was obvious. Anyway, my plan is to be the Hulk. Actually, my full plan, what I wanted to do, and I don't know if it's going to make any sense, I don't really want to paint myself green, but I do want to be the Hulk, go figure. So what I really wanted to be was Bruce Banner 1 second after getting angry. So I was going to do, what I want to do is do my, dye my hair green and, you know, kind of wear the clothes. I've got kind of a Hulk, I've got a Hulk colored shirt and a, just because I'm surely Bruce Banner wouldn't really wear that, but I have a Hulk colored shirt, shut up, and the ripped jeans that the Hulk always wears. It's funny for a doctor, I guess Bruce Banner wears jeans rather a lot. Maybe that's normal, I'm not sure. But that's what that was my plan. That's what I'm going to do. The weird thing is though, my department's we're all dressing up for Halloween for work. So I'm a little nervous because that means we had a really nice Halloween party over the weekend, and I should have dressed up for it, and I didn't. And so now I'm really, really regretting not doing a trial run, because now whatever it is that I end up looking like, and mind you, I'm somehow getting, my hair is going to turn green. I was going to use green Kool-Aid, but apparently that lasts forever. So instead, I did find some green hairspray stuff. It's fluorescent green, so I have black also. What I think will look best is kind of black highlighty type things, you know, just something to kind of tone it down and make it look darker. But if I fuck it all up and the fluorescent green looks terrible, then I will just paint it. I'll have black hair. That will be what happens. But I think the good part about the spray is that it, I don't think it lasts very long. It's not permanent. So good. I thought it might be kind of fun to have green hair for a while, because if you have an excuse, who cares? That should not be the case. I think my hair will go back to normal. But if this is a disaster, in the morning I still have to go to work. So and my wife leaves really early for work. So I think I have to get up crazy, crazy early tomorrow, because it's probably best if somebody else helps spray paint my hair, because I don't really want to spray paint my own hair green and then go to work regardless of how it turns out. Like, I've never done that before, and it seems, I don't know, the stakes seem high. And the reason I bought the Smashy Fists, I wasn't going to do the Smashy Fists, because There's a design flaw. I've been looking at these. They exist. They're at Target. I've seen them before. And I thought about them, and I had decided not to buy them because they're big foam green fists. So you stick your hands in them, and then you can't basically use your hands because your fists are inside these big, stupid green fists. So, like, I can't take them to, like, a Halloween party. I can't take them trick-or-treating with the kids because I can't lift my kids or hold anything if I have these fists on. And they're big, so it's not like you can stick them in your pocket. It's like a big, giant green fist. So I don't need that in my pocket. It won't go there. That won't happen. So, and the real problem, the real reason I didn't buy them is because they don't make a smashy noise when you bonk them into stuff. Like, I totally thought there'd be some sort of breaking glass sound that would happen when I punch things with these smashy fists, but there's not. There's no smashy sound. It's just big padded foam fists. So I decided not to get them, but then I kind of realized that I was basically gonna go to work. We're all dressing up as superheroes, which is good, because I was gonna be the Hulk no matter what, so that worked out. But I was worried that I was gonna show up at work not painted green, with basically a green t-shirt and ripped jeans and possibly green hair. It's pretty much gonna be fucking green, I'll say that, but very possibly poorly greened hair, and not look like the Hulk. And then I would look like kind of a dick, and I did a poor job of, it really, you know, it shouldn't count that much against me at work that I did a poor job on my costume, but I have this weird suspicion that it will reflect badly on me if I show up as a really half-assed Hulk. Even though the whole point of the 1 second after Bruce Banner gets angry version is that it's kind of half-assed. Like, that's the point. I'm certainly not doing muscles. I'm not doing any of that. And I don't have muscles, so I'll be a chubby, non-muscled Hulk either way, even if I painted myself green. And we actually did end up with some green body paint. But that's not happening at work. I'm definitely not doing that for work. Even if I do it for Halloween afterwards, I'm not painting myself green before work to sit. I'm not going to sit at a desk all day painted green. I actually think it's kind of weird enough to be in cut-off shorts all day. I'm not, that somehow feels weird to me. I don't know. Anyway, it's not like I'm going to be able to type in these fists. But they'll be good for the pictures, and they sell the costume, and I think they actually sell the transformation aspect as well. So that kind of sold me on it. And honestly, I think they'll be fun to play with the kids, because then I can Hulk out at home with giant punchy fists and roar and run around the house, and I think that will be fun. I actually think these will get use. I do have a feeling they'll be popular. Although Katie, who is 3, Katie has warned me a bit about the Hulk costume. And what she told me is that I'm allowed to be the Hulk. That's okay. But I have to be nice. I have to be a nice Hulk. I'm not allowed to smash things. I've specifically been told this. I'm not allowed to smash things. I'm not allowed to say roar. She said, why not just say something nice, like hi? So that's how I'll be acting as the Hulk at home, even though I'm allowed to dress up as him. If you see me dressed up as the Hulk, which would be weird, but on some weird coincidence, if you run into me and I'm dressed up as the Hulk and my daughter is with me, and instead of punching you in the face with my giant punchy fists and saying roar, if instead I just smile at you and say hi, it's because I've been directed to do so. That's how it's supposed to work. So I'm just following orders if that happens. It's not that I don't want to punch you in the face. It's that I've been told not to. Anyway, happy Halloween. And I will try to post this. I hope this gets up before Halloween happens. But I'm not sure, because I am going to do some level of run-through. I don't know about the spray-painty hair, but I am going to do some sort of run-through on the rest of the costume before I go to work. So this evening, essentially. So that may throw off the timing. And also, I've never posted the audio like this. I've always just called into a number. But sadly, I have a suspicion that the weather, in addition to destroying Atlantic City and flooding all of Manhattan, it is also painfully inconvenient to this podcast. So, you know, stack those in order of importance as you will, but it has affected me as well. Wow, that sounds asinine. Anyway, if you are on the East Coast and somehow get to hear this, I hope you are safe and not listening to it from a life raft. I hope the water goes away soon, and I wish you a happy Halloween. And to those of you who are children, very excited for trick-or-treating, and looking towards a giant, fucked-up storm that, should I say fuck in front of the children? Now, I'm saying hi to the children. I guess I shouldn't be swearing. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But if you are going to... If you're looking forward to Halloween as a trick-or-treater, and that storm is there or coming, and I think depending on where you're on the East Coast, we have family in Syracuse, and they seem to have it still on its way. I was going to say my apologies, but it's really, I have nothing to do with it. But my sympathies are with you, because it sucks if your Halloween gets rained out. And I hope they reschedule it, and those bastards still owe you candy, so don't be shy about going around the neighborhood a day or two late, fully costumed, of course, because it doesn't count if you don't have a costume, but otherwise, don't feel bad about going in and claiming your rightful candy, because they still owe you. It may be harder to trick them, it may be harder to vandalize their house if it's just been through a hurricane. But they do owe you candy, so keep that in mind, and don't be shy about reminding people of that. I think that is all. If I could figure out how to turn this off, the screen on the iPhone has gone black. So I may just be talking to nobody, which is fine, and probably not that different anyway. I've done my part. If nobody else can hear this, that's, you know, fine. But I'm going to start pushing buttons and see, before I get on the highway, if I can turn this off. Ooh, it looks like it's still recording. That's good. That's a good sign. It looks like, do I have to unlock again to turn it off? It's just going to record forever? Okay. So I'm going to stop this. I will try to post tonight. And if it's Halloween or later, and this is not there, how would you know that? If you're listening to this and it's a couple days after Halloween, then I have failed you. Let's just say that. And you'll survive, I'm sure. So that's all. Oh, we can't even do the... see, this storm is screwing everything up. I can't even do the two moments of awkward silence to turn this off, because it won't hang up on me, because it's just a recording device now. Good job, recording app. Assuming this worked. And good evening and happy Halloween. I'm turning this off now.